Chapter 18. Near Redgill Lake, Dathomir.
Luke's backflip was perfect. At its apex, his head was higher than it would have been if he were standing. He came down in a slight crouch, already in a defensive posture, and barely stirred the dust as he landed. There were whoops of appreciation from the crowd surrounding the fighting ring. Fearon was close upon him, having charged during his flip, and she just struck as he came down, an open-palmed blow to his chest, what was clearly her favorite move. He got his right wrist against hers before the blow hit and forced it to the side. Her blow missed his chest by 6 centimeters at least, and his parry left him in perfect position for a riposte. His own counterblow, also open-palmed, caught Fearon on the point of the jaw. There was no clack of teeth meeting teeth. Her mouth was clenched shut when he hit, but her head rocked and she staggered backward. And her left hand came forward, opening, releasing a cloud of dust and sand into Luke's face, blinding him. He stumbled back, hearing cheers from the reigning leaves in the audience. He shook his head, but his vision didn't immediately clear. This was bad. He was Fearon's superior as a fighter, having trained in more styles on more worlds than she had fingers and toes. But he'd forgotten that Dathomiri unarmed contests were no holds barred, with no rules against using weapons of opportunity. Fearon hadn't cheated. She'd outwitted him, and she'd be coming for him now. This time his flip was a forward one. He heard his opponent pass beneath him, unable to stop her forward rush, and heard her offer up a colorful Dathomiri curse. Luke more than heard her, he found her in the force. He landed awkwardly, deliberately awkwardly, as though not being able to see had caused him to over-rotate. He stumbled forward a couple of steps, then steadied himself and furiously scrubbed at his closed eyes. He could feel Fearon charging. Now she was almost silent. She was as fast and predatory as a Dathomiri lizard. But he knew where she was. As she came within range, he lashed out with a sidekick, his left heel connecting with her midsection, stopping her in her tracks. She uttered an oof that sounded like it accompanied all the air from her lungs. Luke pivoted on his other foot, lashing out with a spinning kick that connected just below the first one. The blow took Fearon off her feet. He heard her hit the dust, and in the force, he could dimly envision her, face down, struggling to rise. He got beside her and bent down, wrenching the arm she was using for support up behind her back. She fell toward him and thrashed, but he kept one hand on her elbow, one on her wrist, and the leverage he applied held her in place. He heard the crowd begin to chant, counting down from 10. In that 10 count, Fearon was unable to free herself. After 1 came a mass cheer and shouts of dismay, but the fight was done. Luke released his grip, stepped back, and went to work again, clearing his eyes. "Here." It was Ben's voice. Luke reached out and was handed a water skin. Grateful, he poured some of its contents across his eyes. He blinked, his sight restored. "Thanks." Fearon stood a couple of meters away. She looked unhappy. Seeing his gaze on her, she turned toward him.
"There's nothing worse than being beaten by a man."
Luke grinned. "You mean a lowly man?"
"Well, Kamina says we should no longer use that phrase."
"There's having a rancor fall atop you." She thought about it.
"You're right. That is worse."
She stepped forward and extended a hand.
"Well fought, lowly man."
"Well fought. Traditionalist oppressor."
"Stop it, you two."
That was Kamina stepping forward, but there was no censure in her tone, and she was smiling. She turned to face the crowd.
"So in the weaponless combat for those with the arts, champion for this year is Luke Skywalker of the Jedi."
Members of both clans, though mostly broken columns, came forward to congratulate Luke, and Tassander gave him his first place winner's medallion. Then, inevitably, the audience began to dissipate. Most of its members headed off to the next staging ground, the next event.